No one was waiting here in California as yesterday hundreds of same-sex couples filed into county offices to get official marriage licenses. It was the first full day of the California Supreme Court's ruling went into effect overturning the ban on gay marriages. Not everyone was celebrating, though. Bakersfield is one of the cities where most support a controversial move by the county clerk to stop performing marriage ceremonies altogether, as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Kern County Clerk Ann Barnett announced she would stop officiating any marriage ceremony just days after the Supreme Court ruled. Gays and lesbians cried foul, but Barnett, who isn't talking to the media, denied discrimination. In a press release, she cited financial reasons for her decision and retained counsel with a conservative Christian law firm.
Congratulations, and there's the license. Thank you. Congratulations, Lori.
Thank you.
Barnett isn't required to perform marriage ceremonies, but on Tuesday, her office did have to issue licenses. More than 40 gay and lesbian couples lined up. Whitney Waddell and Lori Renee were among the first and weren't going to let anyone spoil their day.
Ann Barnett is one individual, and there are some like-minded individuals who happen to be very vocal.
And numerous. 4 years ago, when the gay marriage ban passed, 80% of voters here approved it. Recent statewide polls, however, show support for the ban is losing ground. Pastor Chad Vegas says Bakersfield is used to being out of step with the rest of California.
I'm not particularly concerned what people in Hollywood or San Francisco think, because the fact is that people in Hollywood and San Francisco probably aren't going to be the people who move to Bakersfield. And I think that they ought to look to us to follow our lead, because we're right.
But County Supervisor Don Maben is worried about the city's reputation, which has long been the butt of jokes by late-night comics. Johnny Carson loved to refer to locals here as the Hicks and the Sticks. In all seriousness, Maben says cutting all marriage ceremonies hurts the poor in this large rural county.
A lot of people can't afford to get down to the city to get married. They go to county regional centers and, you know, deputized individuals perform the ceremonies for them.
Maben says the clerk ended that practice, too. He's hoping to get volunteers to perform low-cost marriage ceremonies. Plenty of clergy showed up Tuesday outside the county clerk's Bakersfield office to perform free weddings for the dozens of same-sex couples holding their new licenses.
I pronounce you married in the eyes of the law and of this company. You may now kiss.
Oh.
By noon, as the mercury hit triple digits, the festivities quickly died down. Like most activities this time of year in Bakersfield, it's the sun that rules.
We cannot start the game until the sun sets due to the sun being in the players' eyes.
Sean Schoolcraft runs the popular Bakersfield Blaze minor league baseball team here.
Please rise and kindly remove your hats as we honor our flag.
At Monday night's Blaze game, the crowd was a bit thin, so Mary Kaufman didn't mind chatting about the controversy over gay marriages.
I think a marriage should be between a man and a woman, and that's the law of the land, and that's the way I feel about it.
Kaufman is angry that court judges overturned the will of the people. Sitting over home plate, Mike Jones agrees. He says voters will just have to amend the state constitution to make sure the ban sticks.
It's just a waste of their time. They're all happy-go-lucky now, but come November, it's going to be a waste of time because the voters are going to have their say and it's going to be nullified.
A constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriages in California has garnered enough signatures and will be on this November's ballot. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Bakersfield.
This is NPR News.